With Montana News, I'm Mary Auld. The three members of Montana's congressional delegation in Washington, D.C., along with their staff, report being safe following a group of pro-Trump extremists storming the U.S. Capitol as a mob. Members of the U.S. House and Senate were meeting in a joint session to certify electoral votes for the presidential election won by President-elect Joe Biden when thousands of supporters of President Donald Trump thrust their way into the Capitol. Police locked down the building, according to NPR. Republican Senator Steve Daines said in a tweet that he condemned, quote, any kind of violence and intimidation, unquote. Earlier this week, Daines indicated that he planned to object to certain states' electoral votes. Daines and staff are safe, according to a tweet from his spokesperson. Democratic Senator John Tester tweeted that he and his staff are safe and secure and called the events at the Capitol, quote, an affront to our democracy, unquote. Newly sworn in Republican Representative Matthew Rosendale said in a tweet that he and his staff were safe and that he condemned political violence. Rosendale indicated he would object to certain states' electoral votes. Trump has called for the D.C. protesters to go home while continuing to say the election, quote, was stolen, unquote. Courts have found no evidence of widespread voter fraud in the 2020 presidential election. Meanwhile, a group of roughly 100 Trump supporters gathered peacefully at the Montana Capitol in Helena earlier this afternoon, waving American and Trump flags at honking cars. Governor Greg Gianforte, who was sworn in as Montana's first Republican governor in 16 years Monday, also condemned the violence in Washington in a tweet. Newly inaugurated Governor Greg Gianforte announced his first executive order Tuesday in an effort to make good on one of his key campaign promises, cutting regulations. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports.
Gianforte signed an order to create the Red Tape Relief Task Force, which is charged with reviewing state regulations on business and industry. According to the executive order, the task force will evaluate regulations administered by every state agency to identify those that are, quote, excessive, outdated, and unnecessary, unquote. Lieutenant Governor Kristen Juris, an attorney from Great Falls, will lead the task force. Gianforte said in a news release that, quote, unnecessary red tape is out of control, unquote. Gianforte promised on the campaign trail to ease what he calls burdensome regulations, a move he says will boost economic activity and create jobs. The order says that excessive regulation can lead to high compliance costs for business owners, delay expansion of businesses, and raise consumer prices. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
Montana Senator Steve Daines issued a statement this evening saying he condemns today's violence in Washington, D.C. and will certify electoral votes. The Republican earlier this week signed on to an effort with 10 other senators saying they plan to object to certain states' electoral votes if an emergency audit of election results was not completed. Following an insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, which sent Congress members into lockdown, Daines in a statement said, quote, "We will not let today's violence deter Congress from certifying the election. We must restore confidence in our electoral process. We must and we will have a peaceful and orderly transition of power," end quote. Earlier this afternoon, Montana's congressional delegation reported they and their staff were safe following pro-Trump extremists storming the U.S. Capitol. Republican Governor Greg Gianforte has put his support behind a proposal that would raise state employee pay by 55 cents an hour in 2023. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports.
Representative Julie Dooling, a Republican from Helena, introduced the bill in the House Appropriations Committee Wednesday and said it will also be included in Gianforte's proposed budget for the next biennium. The bill was negotiated by labor unions and the executive branch. It would allocate pay raises for roughly 11,000 state employees. Gianforte is set to release his proposed budget Thursday. His budget director, Kurt Almy, spoke in support of Dooling's bill. He said the administration backs the pay raises because they won't go into effect until 2023, after the state and businesses have time to recover from economic losses caused by the coronavirus pandemic.
We're confident that all of us who call ourselves Montanans, whether we work in the private sector, the nonprofit sector, or for federal, state, or local government, can together pull our state past these challenges we've been facing.
According to the bill's fiscal note, the pay raises would cost the state's general fund about $11.5 million a year in 2024 and 2025. Republican Representative Frank Garner asked whether Gianforte's proposed budget would suggest finding ways to raise state revenue to pay for the increases. A representative from the governor's budget office answered that the proposal will be available Thursday. Gianforte campaigned on reducing taxes for Montana residents and, quote, holding the line on state spending, unquote. I'm Shaylee Reiger, Montana Public Radio News.